considering with respect to fire funding. We have those tonight, Paige Romero, she's one of our commissioners. And she's going to be doing the presentation, and then once she's done, we'll have a point where we can ask questions, so if you have any questions.
All right.
Oh, all right. I apologize. I am too old to deal with technology effectively. So I will make some mistakes, and it's nothing, I'm good. I got it right. I've turned myself off before, so just bear with me. As David said, we're talking about fire funding. We are not discussing fire department operations. This is just how we choose to fund the fire departments. What you are probably aware of when you look at your tax bills, you have your ad valorem property tax, and then you have an additional assessment that is related to fire services. We have 8 different districts across the county, and each one right now, each one up until this year, had a different fire tax rate. The fire departments would set their budgets, they would come in, we'd talk about their budgets, we would approve budgets, and then it was on the county commissioners to set a rate in each of those districts to meet the budget that was approved. We saw a lot of disparities happening, and I'll show you some slides to explain that. So, for me, when I saw the disparities that we had in the county, I really wanted to try to explore alternatives for funding out of a consideration of what's fair across the county. So, are we giving up on cards? Did we distribute cards tonight? Or?
I've got them here if we need.
Got them here. Okay, so if you'd like to write down any questions, you're certainly able to do that. Additionally, we'll have just a question and answer session. This entire meeting is being recorded, so questions are going to be posted on the website. And if you go to the county website, you can go back and look at the previous 6 meetings that we've held. We're doing one in each fire district, so you can see the questions that other people have asked after this evening.
They have those.
Oh, and you have copies of the discussion that have been compiled. So there's a little bit that's confusing about what the state of North Carolina provides. The state of North Carolina talks about a service district. And that's hard for me because that by saying service district, I immediately think that's where your fire department responds. What the state's calling a service district is actually the special tax district. So we'll talk about a response district, which is the fire response district, Balsam Grove here, or Roslyn, or Toxic Ray, or Silver Valley 2. And then there's and I'm just going to shortcut it, folks, and I'm just going to call it the tax district, so that we don't have to worry about getting confused on the names. So each of our fire departments in this county, our 8 different fire departments, are independent 501c3 nonprofit organizations. And Transylvania County enters into 8 separate contracts with each of those districts to provide fire services for the residents within those response districts. It just so happens that the way everything was set up, the tax district is the same as the response district. Now, some of the fire districts fire departments have additional sources of funding. So most of their budget is comprised of the fire tax that you all pay as a percentage of your property taxes. But some of our districts are able to contract with other income sources. For example, in Cedar Mountain, they actually have a contract with Greenville County to provide services over Caesar's Head because they're the closer fire department and can provide those services more easily and obviously at a better cost than Greenville County could. Additionally, several of our fire departments have auxiliary services where the auxiliaries will raise money, hot dog suppers, community activities that contribute funds to the fire departments. Those funds belong to those fire departments and they're not part of the county consideration unless the fire department deliberately chooses to include those funds in their budget. But those funds belong to them. This is a graph or map of what we've got currently. This is the green thing that I turned the computer off with. Lake Toxaway Fire District is in pale blue. You've got the Roslyn Response District in pink. Conestee, Cedar Mountain, Little River, North Transylvania, Brevard Fire District, and then there's the Balsam Grove map. and you can see you're in and around the National Forest. Quite a challenge there. The hash lines are our public lands. Where we're missing our public lands is over here at Cedar Mountain, with this, which is DuPont. So we don't have that hashed out. So as I said earlier, right now, we have that contract that outlines the minimum standards for each of our fire departments. The fire departments respond to the request for service dispatch by our 911 office. And you can see that there is an automatic mutual aid provision. So if Balsam Grove responds to a fire call, chances are that Lake Toxaway and Rosman will probably come with them. Potentially other fire departments, depending on the size, will join in this mutual aid response. The fire departments are judged, their service, and I get into trouble here, so I don't want to mess up my relationship with Lake Toxaway or with Brevard. When we're talking about fire ratings, and we've done some clarification with the state, fire departments are, when they're graded, they are expected to have mutual aid in place for fire responses from surrounding fire departments. So even though each of our fire departments is a single entity and independent, they do survive by using the services of other fire departments. Is that correctly stated, David? Is that a good way to put it?
They all have mutual aid in place.
Okay. So where we are now is that you can see that fire departments provide medical first response as well as the fire services that they provide. The level of rescue services and their medical first aid differs between departments. I know that Lake Toxaway has a ton, you know, they've got lakes. They need to be able to do water rescues. Other departments like Cedar Mountain, they have more rock climbing and mountain biking accidents that they're dealing with in their district. So each of our departments has developed their specialties and acquired the unique equipment that they need to respond to the challenges within their districts. The Transmitting County Rescue Squad serves as the medical first responder for Brevard Fire Department within the Sylvan Valley 2 and downtown Brevard. And all but one of our fire departments right now has paid staffing. Some form, either part-time or full-time. The only department who does not have paid staffing is Balsam Grove. So, the way the process works for us as a county commission, fire departments will set their budgets. They work with their board of directors. They assess their community needs. That budget is voted on by their board. Then it goes to the county staff. It goes to David. It goes to Scott. It goes through our process of vetting, looking at recommendations and needs. From that, the staff, the EMS staff at Transmitting County, will make a recommendation for the budget to the Board of County Commissioners. And as part of our budget process, we take those budgets and we go through them. And I think it's pretty impressive to see the size of the fire department budget package that we receive on an annual basis. So we receive detail, call volume, response times, numbers of volunteers in each department. All of that is considered as part of the budget process. When we get through the fire department budgets, we talk about the needs. We will approve the budgets. We may make some final adjustments, but we approve the budgets. Then we move on to setting the fire rate. So the tax rate is not set until the budgets have been approved. So it's not that we say, you only have this many dollars, you make your budget meet this. They are allowed to submit their requests. We approve it, then we set the fire tax. And you can see that during, all right, so up until, and fiscal years, our fiscal year ends in June. So fiscal year 19, the year that just passed, that was when we had, each of the departments had a different fire tax rate. And we chose in the fiscal year 19 to supplement North Transylvania with $100,000 out of the general fund. That meant that every citizen contributed $100,000 to North Transylvania because they had a budget shortfall with substantial need, and we did not have the ability to raise the funds in that district without really taxing those citizens, and we'll see those numbers in just a second. This year in 2020, because we again saw a couple of fire departments starting to hit a very high number for fire tax rate, we We decided to set a flat rate around the county at 5.5 cents for every single district. So all 8 districts had the same tax rate this year, 5.5 cents per hundred. We supplemented the needs of the fire departments, $1.2 million out of the county reserve funds. So that's a pool that all of you all have contributed to. The entire county contributed to that pool. And we pulled $1.2 million out of that fund to fund the deficits in the different districts. So let's look at how bad this is. So in fiscal year 18, you can see that we had Silicon Valley 2 at 5.5 cents, and we had Lake Toxaway at 4.79 cents. You'll notice that Rosman was at 11.59. We had Cedar Mountain at 13.78. You all were at 10.98. North Transylvania was at 12.79. There's been some conversation among the commissioners to say that 14 cents really ought to be the highest rate that you need to be paying for fire service. So when we got into 19, we had North Transylvania hitting that 14 cents. Balsam Grove, 11.18. Cedar Mountain at 13.76. Rosamond at 12.09. So when you look at this, what we ended up with is that the tax bill on an average $200,000 home in one district was almost 4 times higher than another district. So without the grant fund of $100,000 to keep them at 14 cents in North Transylvania, we would have had to have gone in and charged each citizen 23.39 cents of our tax to meet that budget. Now in 2020, what we saw was we were getting, Rosman was going to be over 14 cents, Cedar Mountain was closing in on 14 cents, North Transylvania was going to be at 21.39. We know we have challenges in providing fire service. We're going to need to look at the way that we provide paid staffing to handle all of the needs of pre-planning and other things going on. We know that equipment replacements are coming. That's part of the tax rate that's got to be charged. So things are getting more and more challenging to keep these different fire tax rates without unduly burdening our citizens. As a county commissioner, we are counseled by the state that we are to treat our citizens equally and fairly and not overly burden a group of one group of our citizens over another group of citizens. For me personally as a county commissioner, the fire tax rate started screaming as unfair and a big burden for our different communities. So by choosing to take that $1.2 million of supplement out of our reserves, this is what happened to our fire tax rates. You can see that Rosman was down almost 5.5 cents, you know, the 5.5 cents because of the setting the flat rate with an 8.81 cents more. Little River, you can see the differential that was made in the tax bills for each of those groups by supplementing out the general fund and setting it at 5.5 cents. The problem is our reserve funds are not going to sustain this forever. So we've got to figure out a better way to make this happen. So as a point of comparison, if you lived in District A and you were looking at a 21.39 cent tax bill per 100 and you owned a $200,000 home, that was your fire tax bill, $427.80. If you lived in District D, where you only have a 5.38 cent tax bill per 100, you're only paying $107.60. I just don't find that to be reasonable for our citizens. So, what we are able to do as a county commission, the way we fund fire tax or fire services is completely and totally within the control of county commissioners. And we can look at doing a different type of district. We can keep the districts the same as they are. We can do what we did this year, set a flat rate across each of the districts. Let me not say flat rate, the same rate for each district. And then we can look at using funds, our general funds, out of that the overall ad valorem tax. We could completely get rid of a separation of fire tax at all. We could just make it all ad valorem and fund things that way. We can also go to a single tax district across the entire county. Now, by going from 8 different fire tax districts to a single tax district, what that does for us, we have the same rate throughout the entire district, And then additionally, what that does is it frees the fire departments up in their responses from their financing. And what that may end up doing is allowing you, for instance, if you live really close, you're in Rosamond right now, but you live really close to Lake Toxaway, it may be easier for you to get quicker service from another department when we're not tied to the funding streams. That's just something that may happen down the road. So there are lots of options that can happen with this. And I'm seeing Terry smiling at me already. So I'm sure we'll have some lively discussion about this in just a minute. So when you do a flat or a single tax district across the county, because our citizens in Brevard are also county residents, we don't want to double tax them for the same service. So the city of Brevard is already running their fire department, and they tax their citizens within the district, within their city limits, to provide that fire funding. Brevard Fire Department responds in Sylvan Valley too. So the city of Brevard has opted out of being part of this single tax district, which is very logical. Our other municipality, Rosamond, opted to stay in because they don't have the tax base to generate the revenues they would need to operate their own city municipal fire department in the city of Rosamond. They need that bigger district. So, under a flat tax provision, if we had done it completely and totally across the county and evened up fire taxes for each of our districts, you would have been looking at 8.14 cents in each district this year to implement the same fire tax covering all of the fire departments this year without touching any of our reserve funds. And you can see that this then makes your fire tax bill the same across each district. I'm not sure I did the best job tonight explaining that. I wanted to kind of change some slides around to help me the way my brain works, but I didn't want to mess with the presentation because I didn't want to be accused of not presenting the same information to everybody across the county. So we've got one more of these presentations, and that's next Thursday?
16th.
The 16th. And that'll be at Quebec Community Center. So, floor is open. Yes, ma'am.
When this all started a while back, I was talking to a friend of mine. I can't even remember what I thought about at the point.
Okay.
That point now. But I did know that I wanted to know what my fire department thought about all of it. I need to be told again, because I have forgotten what your stance was. I'm a citizen of Boston Grove, and I think we have the best fire department in the county. So I'm very satisfied and not paid a whole lot of attention over the years as to how it got paid for. I was just always felt comfortable that if I ever needed them, they were there. And I wasn't feeling like the way things were was working for me. So how are the things going to change now?
Just their funding.
Yeah, and that's I'll be honest, I've never felt like I was overly taxed or under taxed. It was okay how it was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure I understand how it would be different now either. So.
That's one big question that we had from the get-go, and it was the way it's set up now, any money that was collected within the Boston Grove District had to be used at Boston Grove District. It couldn't be shifted to a different area of the county. This opens it up to where it's all collected, goes into a pool, and is distributed out based on your budgets and your needs. One question we was concerned about was who would be in charge of governing that and making sure that, like a lot of things, that all the money don't go to the owner of the county, that way the county suffers.
Well, let me reiterate again. There's nothing about the budget process that's changing. You're still going through the same budget process that has always happened. It is your board of directors, you're setting your budget, you're meeting with the county staff, and it's the same process for us. We are approving the budgets before a tax rate gets set. So what you need what is determined you need that is agreed upon with us will be 100% funded. That does not change. And I think that's a really important thing. This is also, I think, too, that there's a perception that this then becomes just a fixed pot of money that doesn't go any further. So if we supplemented on $1.2 million this year, and then total, Cameron, help me out. What's the total fire funding that we're talking about? $2 million, roughly? But it's not going to be a fixed pot. It's going to adjust each year. So it may be, you might see a 3 cents increase, $3.5 million. Okay. So those were the budgets for this year. But what we might be looking at next year is maybe, you may need equipment, or you may need more paid staffing, and how that works. Part of the budget that gets approved, and then the whole tax rate is set for the entire thing. So the budget
process
does
figure out what you need. And
your fire department in your community is still determining what you need in your community. They're still in your community. They're working with their board of directors. It's just a different way of providing the fund that provides more parity and doesn't have these huge disparities between our communities. For an essential, what's become an essential service. I mean, it's one thing, if it wasn't, but this is the same as your ambulance service, it's the same as your law enforcement, and there should not, in my personal opinion as one commissioner, there should not be these tremendous disparities in what we're charging citizens. But I'm just one commissioner. Yes, ma'am.
Page. Since Balsam Grove is the only district that does not have a paid staff, but this, and I know our folks have really worked on the budget trying to keep it as low as possible, would this enable them to be able to have a part-time or a full-time paid staff and change their budget to reflect that, and then we would still be paying the same amount? I mean, and I appreciate that they have worked so hard to keep.
Right. The commitment that you've got out of your fire department to be so mindful of what they have asked of you all is profound. One of the things that really got me going on this was when I found out that they weren't even able to contribute to the firefighters' pension fund. And that, to me, was just unconscionable. I mean, our volunteers need that money, and the fact that Balsam Grove wasn't even able to do that because they didn't want to ask that of their citizens. So it could be that if they decide they want a paid staff member, then yes, they would submit that as part of the budget process. Now, how that fits into the overall calculation of the total fire department budgets for the entire county, I can't tell you. It may mean that everybody's tax goes up 0.15. I don't know what happened with that. But that would be something that they could consider and submit as part of the budget process.
But if it goes up,
if it's 5.5 cents,
I was already went down.
Yeah.
So it's offset. Am
sure.
I correct?
Right. Yeah. Because yours, yes. I mean, you all, this year, had we not supplemented, you would have been paying 11.12 cents. Absolutely. And by setting it to the flat, you can see that you all received a supplement out of the general fund this year of $50,653. So this is the amount of cash each fire department received out of that reserve fund to supplement their operations in that effort to go to the same tax rate across all eight districts.
Actually, roughly 50% of your budget came from the general fund this year, not from the fire department.
The fact that we respond to so many accidents in the park water, does that impact, is there anything from the government that helps compensate for all that money that's expended for that?
The federal government gives us payment in lieu of taxes. It's called PILT funding, and it amounts to about 200 and something thousand across the whole county for everything. It's a pittance. It does not help much at all, and it's also, the PILT funding is not only for fire response, but it also goes to schools, and it has several parameters on it. So in essence, no, it does not help. And being a tourist town as we are, all of our departments are dealing with high need, high responses dealing with our tourists. Yes, ma'am. And it's unfortunate. Can't figure out yet how to share the load. What would you like to? Volunteer.
No, it's their department, their community. They need a chance to ask their question.
Okay.
Get their answers. I spoke up in Rosman. Thank you for recognizing. I do have one quick question.
Yes, we weren't at Rosman.
I do have one quick question.
Sure.
Where do we find the question and answer part? It's on the website because I didn't see it easily found on the county website.
Kevin, we got it posted up yet? Or
hold on just a second. That was sending up to Tricia. Has Tricia got it posted yet?
I don't think she's got it.
I'll check with the clerk and send that out to you. We've been sending them to the clerk, and I'll see where it's at and find out.
Right. We do have a hard copy for you.
Okay. I've been sending it to the clerk, but I'll see where it's at.
Angela?
So, Paige, I apologize. I was running late. Missed most of the conversation, but what I want to just express is appreciation for looking across the community as a whole and saying that all of these fire departments are very, very important.
Absolutely.
I grew up here and we had to get response from Rosman, right, many years ago. And that the commissioners and what you're looking at from the county standpoint is saying, how can we, who are all the time, all over this community, be there helping one another? So I appreciate the approach that the county is looking at this. We want to share the load, recognizing that we all live in our various parts, but we travel and we traverse to all these different places. So I also appreciate that you're saying, hey, we're going to look at the budgets no differently than we were before, right? That it's not going to now go into this pot and anybody's going to get shorted because it's not just looking at your local money. To me, this gives us an opportunity to holistically take care of our county while making wise choices to take care of each of the individual fire departments at the same time.
And thank you. I mean, that's absolutely the approach we're taking. Is how can we best serve all of our citizens in as fair a manner as we can? And this fire services are going to, it's challenging. You know, our volunteers, we've seen the decline in volunteers. I had one at one of our fire meetings. Somebody said, "Well, if you just had more jobs in this county, we wouldn't have problems with volunteers." But we're now in a region, you know. And I was watching an NC Impact on public television had a feature on the Chapel Hill Fire Department down there, and they're having just as much trouble with volunteers because they're part of a region, and people who live in Chapel Hill are working over in Raleigh, and it's impossible for them to get back. So it's, you know, the lack of volunteers or challenges of getting volunteers to respond, it's not a Balsam Grove problem, it's not a Lake Toxica problem, it's not a Bernard problem, it's across the state and probably across the country. So if we want, you know, we do depend so much on fire service. And personally, I am very attached to fire services because I had the largest fire property loss in the history of this county in 2005. So I get fire. I am petrified of fire, and I want to do the very best that I can as a commissioner to make sure that everybody has great fire protection. We are so fortunate as a community. We have 8 incredible departments with committed people. I mean, Terry and Carmen and Bobby and Bert and Karen. I mean, these people work tirelessly to defend our property and help us in accidents and work with us all the time. We are so fortunate as a community. And we are not, as a county commission, we want to encourage that and support that, but we also have the burden of preparing this county for the future. And the only way that we can really make strides in being well prepared for our future is trying to do a better job of establishing some sort of parity for this essential service. It can't be that easy. Bring it on. And I live in Sylvan Valley too, so I'm raising my taxes at least 3 cents. If that makes you feel better.
across the county at the other meetings you've had, has there been any resistance to it? I was going to say Terry Carmen.
Terry and Carmen, I haven't heard much out of Bobby, but Terry and Carmen definitely. That's why I was, inviting her for questions again this evening.
And why, though, other than the fact that your property tax base is just horrendously high compared to the county?
It's been mixed. And just speaking for the Toxaway district, not all of Lake Toxaway is rich people. You get into Sapphire, Whitewater, Kim Miller, Quebec areas, there's places there just as poor as there is here. For Rosman's district, for Rosman's district, this plan would actually benefit Rosman for the first year or two. I live in, in Rosman's district, so I live, pay taxes there. I work for Lake Toxaway. So I see two different departments, I see two different situations, two different problems. Every department is very different. And it's hard to put a one size fits all for any department. So the things that are important to you and your community and your department is not going to fit
for any town.
They do greatly.
How? How does it change?
The size of your district, the needs that it's going to take to...
That's not true.
How much? I mean...
Well, we all need fire protection.
Right.
That's what it is.
It's only the
I know as a property owner here, one of my biggest worries is that our volunteer fire department will just cease to exist because we don't have new people coming in. They're hardworking and we're not growing as a community, bringing in more people. And I feel like we're just one equipment failure away from not having what we need. And I have no control over that. I'm not gonna be a volunteer fire person. I'm gonna let me drive a truck, so I don't know. It's just that's what my worry is. What happens if it ceases to exist? Because we didn't always have one. Right?
That's right, huh?
Yeah.
That's right.
Bert can address it better than I can.
Yeah.
I don't see the equipment issue being a problem anymore. It might have been at one time.
It was at one time.
Yeah, but that's...
And we worried about it back then, that it, how was it going to... If it couldn't get it, what happened?
If we're talking about the funding of the fire department with no change in how your budget is handled, what do you stand to lose? What's wrong with this? Besides your taxes going up, what do you lose? You put me on the spot, Rosalind. It's my turn now.
I did, and I appreciate this, but I would really like to see these folks over here get their questions.
Okay.
There's some issues that you have spoke about that kind of opens the door to topics that there's not a concrete answer to.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Sure.
Everybody keeps referring to this as a pot of money.
Right, and it's
and
not.
It is in some way. And somebody is going to be making the decision how that pot gets split up. And who gets a bigger spoon?
But there can't be there's no pot of money until after all the budgets are added up. Then there's an amount to meet each of those budgets. Where's the pot?
Well, it's already been distributed before it was ever put in one big pot.
It's already been decided.
Exactly.
Right.
Let me say this. Well, I hear something say the government, and I sort of wanted to hit on this. Minimum level of service, okay? You said in each of the eight districts are required to maintain a minimum level of service.
Through the contract.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Let me assure you that there's nobody in Transylvania County that is providing the minimum a level of service,
right,
including Boston Grove.
Right.
Hey, and I come over here and help you all. I'm a member of your fire department, but I'm the chief of Lake Toxaway, but I'm a member over here. But when there's just several things that is out here, and when you go to talking about the rating that the state does to us, let me tell you, Balsam Grove's a six. You know why they're a six? Because they got stuff over in that building that might, it says, the state says they can be a six. Well, guess what? We got about four times as much stuff as Balsam Grove's got toxin weight, and I struggle to be a five. The more you have don't mean the better off you are. It just means the more you got to contend.
I can see that, but I got some clarification from the state on that since our last meeting. Those ratings are simply your insurance ratings. It has nothing to do with the level of service you're providing by that fire department. And they'll tell you the same
thing. Well, according to Navy, it does.
I'm just telling you what they told us. I'm just telling you what they told us.
So if they provide no service here, you don't even have a fire department, how do you
rate? The ISO rating is the insurance rating on it. Right. That's what they'll take. That's all it is.
True. But you are rated on your ability to haul water and fight fire.
It's the insurance rating on it.
That's how they obtain that rating.
Does that mean that you provide any higher level of fire protection than anything else? What it says is that, you guys know how it works, but they don't know how it works, so let's explain how it works.
But it gives all of them a, if Balsam Grove could become quick,
I'm about to work on it.
Go ahead.
Lots of things impact our ISO rating.
Go ahead.
How many road miles you have in your district?
True.
Your access to water in your district.
True.
The equipment that you have affects it. Your mutual aid agreements affect it. Lots of things affect your ISO rating that are not directly controlled by that fire department.
True. Communication.
Our 911 system affects your ISO rating. All right. Lots of things affect it. All right, but when we start talking about that, we're getting away from what the topic is. The topic is not about the operations of the fire department. It's not about one of our fire departments is not providing a level of service. It's simply about the commissioners deciding how are we going to fund fire departments. When we talk about a minimum standard, that's for the contractual purposes. We have to have something in the contract that outlines what a minimum standard is. That way, if a fire department is providing something less than what that minimum is, the county can contractually go back and say, hey, you're not meeting the contract, and here's how you're not meeting the contract. So it's for contractual purposes only. Right? But again, when we start talking about those things, we're getting away from the discussion. And the discussion is not about the operation. It's not about how we provide fire protection. It's not about putting water on fire. It's about how the commissioners fund fire protection throughout the county. That's the conversation that the commissioners are having, not about the actual operations of the fire department, just how they fund it. Because in the page is exactly correct. In the end, it's the commissioner's decision to decide how they fund fire protection in Transylvania County. It falls upon them. It's their responsibility to do that statutorily. Their responsibility to decide that. How do they fund fire protection? And so, that's the conversation that they're
having. And additionally, it's our responsibility to plan the future.
Correct.
And ultimately, though, how much you're funded does depend, your service depends on your funding the road eventually.
That's right.
There's definitely a relationship.
Carmen just said that money doesn't mean you get great ratings.
The money will determine whether or not you continue to provide service, period. You're
exactly right. There's a minimum cost for fire protection if you don't run any calls that year.
Yeah.
Because you still have to have
a container.
You have to have SCBA. So there's a minimum cost for that. So you're correct.
But do you want to live in a 9 or do you want to live in a 6?
I'm not hearing that as the focal point of our question. No. Here's what I'm hearing.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing that makes a difference in number of earning budgets.
Sir, excuse me. I was speaking, and you can let me finish. This is my home, just like it is many of the people. Okay? This is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that we, the county, are saying fire protection matters across the board. I'm saying, hearing fire departments, you get a ton of autonomy in setting those budgets, establishing what you need. Nobody's taking that autonomy away from you. But I'm also hearing, I don't just stay in Balsam Grove. I go to Rosman, I go to Brevard, I go to Toxaway, I go to Little River. I'm all over this community. That means any one of your departments may be supporting me if I were in an accident. I'm hearing this county wants to take care of this county. That's what I'm hearing. So with all due respect, if we can't come around it and take care of each other, what is wrong with Transylvania County? No one's taking the autonomy away from you to set your budget. That's what I'm hearing that this county is trying to do. I'm finished, sir, if you want to say something.
Please.
I'm not messing with the autonomy. I know better than messing with the autonomy of our fire departments. I have the utmost respect for what they do and how they do it.
True. And the bottom line is, from your perspective, if this didn't work, they can always change it again, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Sure. And you won't know for sure until you see the impact on each of us.
But realize already.
You've done a lot of research on it.
Well, we've done a lot of research, but you already have supplemented. You know, we flood text you this year, honestly, if you want to call it that, because we set everybody's, each fire tax district has the same rate at 5.5, and then we took money out of our reserve, which everyone in this room has contributed to for ad valorem. So we're already all paying for fire services. So it's, how do we move forward with it? Did this work? Did it work all right? It seems that everybody's functioning just fine. It does open that door to opportunities, though, to say, hey, this department needs a part-time employee. It also opens the door to other considerations of being able to provide staffing, shift, maybe even having staff that can serve in different districts. There are all kinds of possibilities. When you disconnect the restriction of the funding staying in the service district, when you break that apart, it gives you more flexibility in how you can address the needs identified in those individual districts. And that's at least what I've seen and read and understand and have found out through my conversations. I mean, it's possible. I know that in Catawba County right now, when I was talking with them, they're doing three levels of fire departments. And they have their metropolitan fire department, and they're in the different cities within Catawba County. Then they've got their suburban fire districts, and they're giving them different equipment, and they're allowing them a different budget level. And then they've got their rural fire department. So they've grouped them into three different levels and are funding them out of three different ways of doing that with their tax system. So there are lots, North Carolina, being a Dillon Rule state, where we are only allowed to do in our counties what the state specifically tells us we can do. That's made for some very interesting iterations of things across the state. And I'm very active in the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners. And what we say at the beginning of each of our meetings when we go down there is, when you've seen one North Carolina county, you have seen one North Carolina county. So there are lots of different ways of doing this, and you really and truly do have to work to find what serves your community the best. And that's what we're trying to do, is what is going to serve our community best as we move forward. Knowing that we're seeing the declines of volunteers, we need to look at more paid firefighters because of the demands of trying to address. I bet planning that could be a couple of months worth of work to get out there and understand that whole campus and what the possibilities are. So there's a lot expected of our fire departments that require more time, more energy, more effort. There are rescues now that require more training. So there's a lot being asked, and we have got to be prepared to not overly burden our citizens to provide that basic service, that expected service, essential service of fire.
What happens when you have everybody at 14 cents? What are you going to do?
Well, that I hope will be at a point where our cost of living and everything else has gone up with inflation. That I can't answer that. I mean, it's like your property taxes. When there's more and more demand on county services, we've got to come together and figure out a way to pay for them. And that is a community conversation we have.
So in other words, what I'm hearing, y'all don't have an answer.
The state actually tells you. The state right now I may be putting David on the spot. There's actually a total amount of money that your property taxes plus the supplemental, the local taxes can only reach so much.
And I don't know what that number is.
Taxation in North Carolina is limited to $1.50 per 100 is what it is. And that includes your advertorial taxes, your fire tax. So there's a limit. The state says that the water commissioners can say it as a total taxation.
But on a citizen. But I would imagine if across the state you're seeing everybody go up above that level or reaching that cap, then you're probably seeing the state release it and go on.
And just to point to your question there, if you're taxing across the board and you're going to be, it's going to be much further out before you see everybody 10 or 14 cents, then if you leave it separated, there's going to be a district paying 14, 20, 25, and then you're going to really start getting towards the overall taxation where you're bumping that number that's state minimum.
Because you're already you're talking about this year.
You're talking about the cost of fire protection, and again, you're trying to project out 10 years from now. I don't know what the cost of fire protection is going to be 10 years from now. We're trying to plan, but what's it going to be 10 years from now? I don't know. You know, what's an engine going to cost 10 years from now? You know, but I would challenge you to look at the property valuation within Boston Grove District and say, look at what it costs now. I don't think it's going to go down. 10 years from now, how are we going to afford that in Boston Grove with the property valuation like it is? I'm not sure how you put it. Because SCBA skyrocketing, I mean, the cost of fire protection is going up.
Budget distribution maybe from the different departments. Mm-hmm. And Boston
stay flat.
The same thing throughout, simply because we didn't want to raise the military rate. That's when the county went to build and pay employees and stuff. That's what puts people in our district paying nearly 16 cents. And we didn't want people up there couldn't afford that.
Right.
And so if this goes into effect, there will most definitely be a significant change in Boston Grove budget.
I would have been expecting that, Bert. Because I think you need to have somebody up here at least part-time and pay. I really do. You guys are working your tails off. So, yeah, I would expect to see that in the budget.
Welcome to come up and ask them. We appreciate you coming out.
And I just want to say thank you.